First Lieutenant Gene Capp. He is with the Michigan State Police. He's the commander of the Michigan Intelligence Operations Center. It's a great place where they share information. First Lieutenant Gene Capp, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. Doing great.
Well, we're going to have to make you a regular on the program. There just seems to be a lot of interesting topics to talk about. And the one thing that's been in the news, but we haven't gotten a lot of information about how it pertains to the state of Michigan, is flash mobs. Now, flash mobs started as a fun and friendly a situation where people would either text each other or Google or Facebook, and they'd meet at a mall and do a dance routine and then post it on YouTube or Facebook. But now it has turned violent. There are violent flash mobs. As a matter of fact, there is a website called violentflashmobs.com. And I wanted to talk with you about that. From your perspective, tell us about what these violent flash mobs are.
And you're right. It did start as something fun and good. I mean, they had a great organized one down at the Dream Cruise down on Woodward Avenue. And we've had them all over the state as regular flash mobs. You know, they're even organized before the social media event. But now with the advent of smartphones and using the Internet and things like that, we've got flash robs, and we're seeing them in the bigger cities. We're seeing them in Philadelphia. We've had them out in Los Angeles and Boston. I guess the big one that we could talk about would be the one in the UK where it sustained into what was some rioting when they went and tried to stop it. And you saw how that went for a couple days. So it can go from something minor to something major. But what it is it's basically the use of force, and the force is what you have for a robbery, and then that's the one that you're seeing on TV where they go in and they take everything they want, and how are you going to stop them as a store owner?
So you call them now flash robs.
Well, that's been what they've been just given that name of. You know, you change the mob to rob, but that's basically what they're doing, because robbery is the use of force to take something that doesn't belong to you, and that's what this is. It's a use of force. There's no way you're going to. There are ways to stop it, but you know, they use the force of the mob to go in, and you know, you take everything you want in a store, and that's what we're seeing on the when you see it on CNN and on the different cable news networks time after time. That's what they're showing.
Have we had any challenges with these in the state of Michigan?
Not one that we've had advised to us. That doesn't mean that it hasn't happened, but we're not aware of one that's occurred in the state of Michigan. It's going to happen. It's a phenomenon. It's a trend. It's what, and those are the things that we're tracking, where we are watching those trends. We think it's just inevitable that it's going to happen. It's just a matter of where and when. And it doesn't have to be through using smartphones. It could be something that's set up. So, you know, that's why we try to say, be aware of what you're doing. You know, you get these on your Facebook, you get them on your smartphone, and it sounds like a fun thing to do, but are you being used for another purpose? Because somebody might say, hey, let's have one of these, and know where you're going and what you're doing, and the next thing you know, you're in the middle of one.
What can one do what can you do if 30 people show up at your business or in your grill, and what's the defense for that?
Well, the defense is, don't try to stop it yourself. It's like anything else. Be a good witness. You know, use common sense. Step back. Call 911. Like I said in the last time we talked, Tony, you know, if you see somebody, if you see a large group assembling where they shouldn't be assembling, where it just doesn't make sense, there's no problem with calling 911. They'll show up. They'll see if it's something. You know, for almost every time, it's an innocent thing. It's kids gathering. We are finding that it's a phenomenon between the ages of 16 and about 24. Does it happen with others? Yes. But, you know, you got something like that, and it's starting to form. Let the police come and see, and if it's nothing, they go away. But again, I believe it's going to happen in the state. It's just a matter of time.
Has the state police started training for this?
Well, it's something we're very aware of, and we share information on. But being a new trend and a new phenomenon, it's a matter of what is the most effective way to stop it. And we are considering all the different options that we have. We are talking with other police departments, specifically in those big cities that have had to deal with it. And we are formulating those things. But the perfect antidote to how to stop them is not there yet.
We're talking with First Lieutenant Gene Kapp from the Michigan State Police. He is the commander of the Michigan Intelligence Operations Center. Before I let you go, 9/11 is coming up. There are going to be a lot of ceremonies, especially at sporting events where there are a large number of people. I know you can't tell us specific plans of what you may be doing, but I can imagine you're gearing up for this.
We are. We work with the private sector, and we call sporting events for the big venues our private sector. But with the Criminal Intelligence Operations Center, we work hand in hand with all those security divisions from all those different locations. We also are working with police, constantly sharing information back and forth. If we get information in from a citizen of someone that believes that there's something going on, we share that specific information. We also talk about the best tactics to best secure facilities and our citizens. So it's constant communication, it's constant sharing of information, and it's from all different disciplines, from the federal and all the way down to the local departments in the private sector.
So I can imagine that day many state police will be on duty.
Well, I won't go into the details of who will be, but yes, we'll be vigilant. It won't be just the state police. It'll be law enforcement and public safety. And again, the private sector entities working with the public to keep all of us safe and to take the time to remember what actually occurred on 9/11.
First Lieutenant Gene Kapp from the Michigan State Police. Thanks so much, sir.
Thank you, Tony. Have a good day.